at familyminute.org.
Good morning, and welcome aboard. It is 9:30, and it's time now to have our one-on-one with the pro, one of my favorite pros. Comes in here about every other Monday. Brett Harsh, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okie dokie. You warm enough for you?
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Well, Brett is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Center, and we always kind of go through and see how we're doing. I mean, this has been a hard year. I mean, 2020 was a tough year. 2021 maybe turning a corner, but boy, I tell you, it's still in the rough phase. Even though we've got the vaccines coming out and everything else like that, but we're still looking out for everyone's health. What do we got going on right now?
So unfortunately, we were in phase one last week for mm-hmm. a very, very brief time. Now we've gone back. We've had a couple residents and a couple employees both test positive. The good news is both of them are doing very well.
Great.
Not very many symptoms, you know, very light for the ones that do have symptoms, just, mm-hmm. you know, small cough for an example, or, you know, some stuff like that. But so they've been quarantined. You know, all the appointments, you know, and doctor's appointments and stuff that they've, not necessarily appointments, but just speaking with doctors and everything, and nurses, they've been doing really well. So that's the positive part of it. So hopefully they can get their quarantine over and we can, you know, kind of get back ahead of this thing.
And you know something, it's testing, and you guys do it just as well as anybody else in the business, if not better.
Yeah, well, and when we have, which we knew this was going to happen, that's part of it, but, you know, you need to know, that way you can keep others safe, yeah, who might exactly. be at high risk. But you're right, when you do this much testing for that long, there's going to be positive tests, and we knew that going in, so it's not shocking. It's kind of upsetting when you see it. It's just kind of that, kind of revert back to last year, how bad it got, you know, that quick mm-hmm. second. But other than that, it's going pretty well, so we're just keeping fighting, hanging in there.
Now, on a positive note, you've been doing some blood drives, and you had a very successful one recently. By golly, they got you set up for another one.
Yeah.
So are you on the right and regular list now, or what?
I think we are now. With everything I've heard in the last week or so, I think we are. We're going to have another blood drive at our facility. Same thing with their mobile bus. It's going to be on Wednesday, February 24th. That's Wednesday, February 24th. So that'll be a little different because our last two is actually, we've been on a Tuesday schedule, and this one's going to be on Wednesday. I don't have them in front of me right now, but we have had the rest of 2021 basically scheduled out for us for remaining blood drives. So we're going to have three or four more after that. So it's going to be busy with blood drives. People that, you know, haven't got a chance, or even people that have and want to do it again are going to come in and give blood, because these are spaced out enough to where, you know, most of the people that have given blood in the last couple, even the last one in December, are going to be able to give blood again February. That's going to be right after I think there's 50 days, 55 days or so that you have to, I'm not sure the exact number, that you have to wait before you can get blood again.
You have to replenish.
Yeah, but this is spaced out enough to where those people will be able to get in there and do that. So
now, is this the ones that give you the antibody results?
Yes, yes, they are still doing that. Last I checked with our account manager, she told me that they got approved to give the antibody test, I believe, through March. And they were hoping to get it along even longer than that. So we're going to have at least this next one in February. Mm-hmm. We're going to have at least one more where they're going to be testing for antibodies as well as receiving blood. So that'll be good.
Are we still at the 29 slot mark? Is that how we do this now, so that we don't have a crowd of people on the bus?
Unfortunately, we still have to do that. It's not a, you know, just show up and give blood as you as you wish. Unfortunately, we wish it was, but, you know, with everything going on right now, they're still keeping it at the 29 slots because we have to do it on the bus, because unfortunately we can't let them in our facility at this time. It's just, we've decided it's just a little too risky. So it's going to be limited to the 29 slots. So people can still go in online. It's already been set up. People can still go in online and get their name signed up and everything, or they can contact us or myself. I'll be making another Facebook post about it with my contact info, so people will have that, and they can come in and they can either sign up. A lot of them, probably 80-85% of them, signed up themselves last time, so it was really, really pretty cool. But if they want to do it through me, they still can. And then if there's a slot that's open that's available where they can come in and give blood, then I'll let them know. And if not, then I'll put them on a list. And I had a waiting list last time because there were so many people that were wanting to give blood, so which worked out well because there was a couple of people that weren't able to show up, so I was able to get them in there. So it's pretty cool, everybody that, it's pretty unselfish and people coming in and giving blood, and it's a really, really positive thing to see.
Well, and it's all about being positive here. It really is. Now, it looks like you got some new technology coming your way. I have no idea what this is, so you're going to have to explain it to me because, I just got used to having a cellular phone, okay? So I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, well, my teenager probably gets it.
Yeah, I'm sure most teenagers probably do. It's this thing. It's called a Mind VR.
M-Y-N-D
VR. So we got it ordered. Alex, our owner, thought that this would be a really cool thing he found, and then I did some extensive research on it. And this thing, we actually got the equipment last week, and this thing is it a hit? It's pretty crazy. We haven't actually been able to get it out to the residents yet. We're still trying to figure out. Because we are all trying to figure out how to work it right now, but we're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. It's pretty simple once you figure it out. But it's really cool. It's a virtual reality headset that you get, and then it comes with a tablet. So whoever has the headset on, there can be another person that controls it with a tablet, and it basically can take you there's. I don't know how to exactly to explain it.
It can take you on an adventure.
Really, it can. I mean, you can be at, just an example, you can be at a zoo feeding a tiger. That was one feature that was on there. There's whitewater rafting that was on there. I did that last week to where it looks like you're going down a river and there's mountains on both sides of you and stuff. And
you really get the feel of it.
And it's really just like you're right there. So it's really incredible. I don't know how they do that kind of stuff, but it's really amazing what they can do with technology.
Now,
so,
here are these residents who've been cooped up.
Yeah.
And their experiences outdoor have been very limited,
right.
Thanks to all this cruddy COVID thing. And now you're going to give them a chance to do virtual reality. I think that's pretty strong forward thinking.
I think so too. I think it is going to be a really big hit, like you said. And right now, like you said, everybody being cooped up, everybody wants to get out and go do some stuff, And so this is just kind of a way where you can safely, possibly do that. Escape the realm of reality for a little bit and get in there and get the headset on and kind of take yourself to another place. And I think that'll help relax a lot of people too in this time. So hopefully it works out. As soon as we can get a schedule going with everybody to have it, first of all, we're going to have to keep it out of the employees' hands because they're already wanting to use it.
I want to feed the tiger. You did it last time.
Exactly. So, but once we get that figured out, we'll see how we'll get it to our activities girls. They do a really good job. So as soon as we can get it to them and get a schedule, they'll start passing it around and hopefully get in there and let some of the residents get it. And now another issue is there's only one headset. So the other issue is the safety. So we're all going to have to have it.
That's going
to
be the cleanest headset you've ever seen.
Most definitely. So we're going to have to go in and find a way not only to schedule, ways for certain people to get it, to use it, but to, a clean schedule on it. We got to sterilize after everyone just to be safe. So, but as soon as we get that figured out, I think it's going to be really cool.
Man alive, that is really something else. We've got the second round of COVID vaccine. When is that coming out?
So it's tentatively scheduled for this upcoming Saturday, the 23rd. I haven't heard anything different. They said, what was it, two weeks ago on that first Saturday, sure. They brought it. They said that it was going to be Saturday, the 23rd, and I think they're still sticking by that. It'll be 3 weeks to the day from the first vaccine when it came in.
It couldn't have a nicer start than Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. We were really looking forward to getting that and getting it in there and getting some – hopefully getting some positive thoughts and stuff in there for people who give them at least a little bit of a peace of mind and, have some coverage on this thing. So hopefully we can get ahead of it and really continue to stop the spread.
Now, we've been hearing about the apartments, and they've been going kind of fast.
They have.
But we still have a few.
We have about, last I checked was Friday. I haven't seen any numbers today. I'm assuming it's still the same. But on Friday, we still had about four apartments available for rent. So they're a big hit, with the remodel and the independent living and, having the help if you need it or having the meal plan if you need it. But if you don't, or choose not to that day or that week, then, you know, it's pretty simple. You just, you, it's like you're living on your own. You have your own spot, your own apartment, your privacy and everything else. So that's the, being able to live in both worlds, I think, is a really, really good peace of mind for a lot of people, you know, having that help if they need it, but not always need having it right there, because they, you know, they may be independent and they may, mm-hmm. they may not want it all the time. So yeah. So right now we have about 4 apartments available for rent. So
very good. And Bartlesville Health and Rehab is so conveniently close to where you need it most, which would be the hospital.
That's right. That's right. So we're at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, just north of the hospital, or the hospital location. We've been called that before, too. We can be reached at 918-333-9545. Mm-hmm. 918-333-9545.
And, of course, you've got the website and the Facebook page and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com. We're still trying to get in and make some changes on it. It's been a little bit of a slow process with everything else going on, but it is up and running, and you can see that there. And then you can see our Facebook page. It's just Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, and you can go in and watch the virtual tour, because, you know, as said before, unfortunately we can't allow people to come in and have them walking around the facility and stuff to see it. So, but that virtual tour was really cool, and it really did a good job to giving a good second option for that.
Well, you know something, if you do take a look at that, it's just like being there. I mean, it really is. I mean, you can see everything.
Yeah.
And from just about every angle, too. A real good job to you and your team for getting that done like it is. And only 4 left? Well, after we tell people about how nice and convenient it is, we might have to check those numbers here by the time you get back to the ranch.
yeah, hopefully so. We want to fill them up for our sake and for other people's sake who might need a place to live. So that's what they're there for.
We're talking with Brett Harsh with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And once again, for the folks who might not have caught all of it, we do have another blood drive coming up again.
Yes, we do. So our next blood drive is going to be on Wednesday, February 24th. The sign-ups will be in 15-minute increments again, and the blood drive will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in their blood mobile, and are probably going to do it in the West parking lot like we did last time. That worked out really well. So Wednesday, February 24th.
Mm-hmm. And you need to have an appointment. You can't just show up and hopefully to get in, because we only have 29 slots.
Yep. Unfortunately, we do only have the 29 slots. You know, it's just something that, it's just today's age right now. It's just the time. It's just the time period we're in. We can't really do much about that.
Yeah.
But we can get you signed up if you're early enough and get you in. And if not, even if it does fill up fast, which I'm assuming that it will, it has the last 2 times. We can, if you still want to be signed up, we can get you on a waiting list. And you know, both blood drives, mm-hmm. I've helped with, there have been at least 2 or 3 that's, you know, not been able to make it after signing up. So just because you don't initially get signed up, there's still a decent chance that you'll be able to get in there and give some blood if you really want to. And if not, like I said, we've got it scheduled through the duration of 2021, so we're gonna have about 3 or 4 more after that, so you can get on that list as well.
That is really sweet, man. You know, we've got about, this is Oklahoma, so we got about 4 to 6 weeks left to winter, but
at least
I try to be optimistic about this, you know, coming from the Great Lakes. It's still up to your eyeballs in snow,
yeah.
You know, until about March gets out of the way. But anyway, you got some nice outdoor features, and I imagine residents and others are just kind of itching to get back out there, too. This past fall, you really dressed up the grounds.
Yeah, we got our new entrance has some new lettering on it. It really looks nice and updated. We have a new patio in the yard, just to the east of the front entrance, and it's really coming along nice. It's surrounded by a big tree and got some benches and stuff out there now. So when
nicely distanced,
it is very, yep, you can social distance very, very safely out there. So when spring hits and that grass starts coming back and some of the flowers start blooming again, I think it's gonna be really pretty out there, and I think that they're really gonna enjoy that.
Brett Harsh is with us, and he is from Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Want to thank you for dropping by and sharing with us all the things that are going on there. And, of course, you know, keeping things positive, keeping things happening. And, of course, if you need an apartment, they've got 4 that are available. Just contact them, and they can put you through the virtual tour, let you know all the different steps. If it's something that is going to be to your liking, they can get you set up right away.
That's right. We can.
All right, Brett, take care and be good to yourself. All right.
Thank you.
All right.